الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Over the past few days trying to explain that our real life is the life of the Akhirat. Dunya's life is very temporary, the life of the Akhirat is eternal and is forever. Dunya's life is like a dream, the Akhirat is the reality, the real life. Here this dunya's life is preparation for the Akhirah. It is not an object itself, but that we have to prepare for the Akhirah. And that when maut will come to a person, it will come in one of three ways. One is Allah protect us all, that a person dies without iman, and that is the worst thing that can happen to a person. And we have to be make lot of du'as, and we have to be very careful. Or our maut comes on iman, but that we are sinful, our sins are still with us. So that also Allah protect us, that we make tawbah from all our sins. And the third is that a person dies with iman and having made his tawbah, and he goes straight into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, there can be nothing more greater, and that is our object of life. Also, we tried very, very briefly, and Allah give us tawfiq that we acquire more the knowledge of what Jannat is, the more knowledge what Jahannam is, the qabr is a rawdatum min riyadil Jannah, it's a garden of the gardens of Jannat, or it is a pit of the pit holes of Jahannam. So the qabr's life also will be so long, and what that is, and then we ponder about that. Then we have to consider also our whole life here. Every action of ours, every thought of ours, every action of ours has got an impact on how our maut will come, what our life of the qabr will be, what the life of akhirat will be. So here we have to commit very, very, so we are not left with a free will that we can just do as we want to. Unfortunately, Shaitan, our arch enemy, and with all his agents, Ikhwanu Shayateen, min al jinni wal ins, all their agents, they make us and make our youth especially, make all of us think that here in this dunya just do as you want to. You want to be a Muslim, be a Muslim. You don't want to be a Muslim, you're not a Muslim. You want to make namaz, you make. You don't want to make, you don't make. We're just living a free life, and that this dunya's life, that we must earn more, have according to them the luxuries and the comforts of this worldly life, that is what they put into our mind. But that is not at all for a person who knows reality, which is a mu'min, which is a Muslim, that we know the real life is akhirah. Dunya is very, very temporary. That we know that this dunya's life is going to get finished, that life is going to last forever. The things of this dunya are all very inferior. All the enjoyments of this dunya compared to the enjoyments of Jannah are very inferior. All the sufferings of this dunya compared to the sufferings of the akhirat are also very inferior, are very little. So Allah make it, put it in our heart, this muzakara is, so that it comes into our hearts. We are all in need of it. And we have to remind ourselves that, yeah, we have to be very careful what we think about anyone, what we think about that person, how we use our eyes, what we look at, and today, how we use our fingers, and the tongue, what we speak. But today, we speak with our fingers on the keyboard all the time. What we are typing in, what we are saying there, and what we are reading on the screen all the time, and what we are watching on the screen, that we have to be very, very careful. Who we associate with, who we keep friends with, and what our lifestyle is like. Is it the lifestyle which Allah, who is our creator, and He wanted us to live a certain lifestyle, and He sent for us 124,000 approximately Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and the master and the king of all the Anbiya, Allah made him our Nabi. And Allah gave us that great, great, great fortune of being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that we made a request, not that we desired Allah out of His fadl and we in the ummah. So we have to follow the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And how can we follow any other lifestyle besides the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have to try and see our dressing. More and more it must be according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the ways of the non-Muslims or any other way whatsoever. Our whole lifestyle must be that of according to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only logical, moral thing, and our deeni obligation also. That pure lifestyle, that lifestyle that will give us a wonderful life in this world also, and a wonderful life in the year after. When we choose any other way of life, a free lifestyle, there is TV in the house, children are watching what they want to all the time, eating whenever they want to, whatever they want to, they are eating, dressing as they want to, then we find in this worldly life, we start facing problems. From all sides, problems come. In our health, there is problems. Our children become disobedient. They don't listen to us. We lose our peace of mind, our contentment of heart. Our life becomes difficult. So to have a deeni life, namaz in our life, tilawat in our life, though it doesn't appeal to the nafs, but we are not slaves of our nafs. This makes Allah happy, and we are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to do that. And on that, Allah gives us hayatan tayyiba in this dunya already. A good, happy life we will have. Inshallah, maut also will come then as a tuhfa of a mu'min. As a means of meeting. Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. A maut is that bridge to join us with our beloved, with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that we understand that all our actions, our getting up, our sleeping, our going to the toilet, our eating, the way we eat, what we eat, everything is going to impact on our lives here, on our maut, on our qabr, on our akhirah. And that is our real life. So all the time we have to be careful. What steps we take, in which direction, steps to the masjid, so mubarak, and steps to the to wrong places, that will be so harmful to us. Thoughts, good thoughts, will be so beneficial. Bad thoughts will be so harmful. So our whole life, how we are living, what we are saying, what we are doing, our dressing, our lifestyle completely, Allah give us tawfiq, we become conscious and we lead the correct life, and for that continuously we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala that He makes fazl upon us and all the other means that we choose to get our hidayat. We try and use all those means that we can become closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us towards Him, and ease all the problems of this dunya also, remove all these difficulties and hardships, this virus and everything, all the things that are now, we are barred from the masjids, we are barred from the madaris, Haramain, Sharifain. Allah bring all this better than normal, than what it was also. Allah in His mercy grant it to us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.